This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Indian-American vocalist and entrepreneur Chandrika Tandon has won the Grammy Award for the album Triveni in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. The 67th annual Grammy Awards kicked off at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles, celebrating the music and resilience. As per the media reports, Beyoncé led the awards with 11 nominations, winning Best Country Album for Cowboy Carter, making her the most nominated artist in Grammy history with 99 nods. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners from BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and public meetings across the city. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is going to address public meetings in different constituencies of the national capital. Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal is scheduled to hold a public meeting and a roadshow this afternoon. Congress MP Priyanka Gandhi is going to hold a roadshow in the Kasturba Nagar area to seek votes in favour of the party candidates. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Election Commission has imposed a ban on exit polls for the Delhi Assembly election and the by-elections for one seat each in Uttar Pradesh and Tamil Nadu from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on the voting day. In a notification, the Commission directed all media outlets, including television channels, radio stations and news agencies, to comply with this restriction. The ban also extends to any opinion polls or survey results broadcast on electronic media during the 48-hour period leading up to the conclusion of voting. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the country cannot have millions of illegal migrants and allow the electoral politics to be disturbed by demographic dislocations, as he appealed to the youth to neutralize the anti-national narratives. Jagdeep Dhankar, also the chairman of the Rajya Sabha, voiced concerns over frequent disruptions in the parliament. Speaking at the World Forum of Accountants Conference, organized by the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India in the national capital yesterday, he said the youth should be concerned about the existential challenges. The third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchmi. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snan took place on 14th of January, that is Makar Sankranti, and 29th of January on Mauni Amavasya. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as a no vehicle and no VIP zone. Canada and Mexico have ordered retaliatory tariffs on goods from the United States. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump ordering sweeping tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico and China. Canada is initially targeting $30 billion in goods imported from the U.S. with tariffs of 25%. The restrictions will come into force from tomorrow. Mexico has declared that it will impose retaliatory tariffs without mentioning any rate and products. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak, tonight at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on cancer awareness, inspiring action towards prevention, early detection and treatment with Dr. Dodul Mandal, oncologist. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our expert relating to cancer, such as what is it, its prevention, early detection and treatment. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskEIR. In chess, Indian Grandmaster R. Pragyanand clinched the prestigious Tata Steel Masters 2025 title in a thrilling showdown, defeating reigning world champion D. Kukesh in a nail-biting tiebreaker last night at Wekianzee in Netherlands. And that is the end of this news bulletin.